Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg, right? Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast. And normally on Tuesdays, Rich Sheban would be with us, but Rich is hunting, fishing, canning, dehydrating, preserving, and getting ready for winter. So he takes some time off at this time of the year. Rich is fine. There's nothing to worry about. It's not like he's sick or anything like that. It's just that he takes this time of the year off. And he's been doing it for as long as I've known him. And so this is just normal course of events for this time of the year for Rich Sheban. And so today we have Greg Lesher, hour one, Kathy, hour two, and I think both hours are going to be quite interesting. I'm not saying that as a commercial. I'm saying that's because I know what they're both going to be talking about. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. take time out for, right?
Yeah,
I can't think of a better excuse to take some time off is to do exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. Right. And literally, he came to the house for the expo years ago, and he brought some, you know, canned meat. And it's like moose. And, you know, delights that very, very few people have enjoyed. So, yeah, he actually does that. And so he came from Montana, you know, with canned goods that he canned and his other half canned on their farm in Montana. So he lives this lifestyle. There's no two ways about it, no question about it. Greg, I got a message from Mrs. Fennelli this morning that you had called, and I was on the phone a long time this morning. I got some bad news. One of our instructors had passed away, and it's someone who had been on the air just not very often. So I'll give you that information when I have the obituary, and I can read it to you. But a legend in radio. So I was on the phone for extended time this morning, learning about this and talking with one of our class. He called me about it. So I was really tied up, but I did get enough time to watch the videos that you sent, all three of them. And they were short, and they're quite interesting. Would you like to tell us what that's about?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I a friend of mine who's pretty much from, I mean, he's Silicon Valley type material. He could make billions in Silicon Valley. He's kind of a tech and all, into robotics, all kinds of things. But he lives out here in Utah in the mountains, completely off grid, because he understands what's going on. And I visited him a few weeks ago, and I realized that he was cooling his house with central air and heating his water, everything, with solar. It's solar electric, in fact. And he mentioned a very important fact, and that is now that solar has become so cheap and so efficient, there's no need to throw out heating and air conditioning. So that kind of began a little journey of mine and in my quest to desalinate water. I've been using a panel with solar evacuated tubes, copper tubing, radiator fluid, pump, reflectors. All this cost me around $2,000 to heat up the water. Well, just out of the blue, I saw somebody on a YouTube using a glow plug to cook eggs with and a solar panel. I thought this is a wonderful idea. I'm going to run down and get one. Well, it worked okay, but I did a little bit more searching, and they came up with something called a PTC ceramic heater. And lo and behold, this person had two 100-watt solar panels hooked directly to six of these, put on a cinder block, and was frying in a frying pan. I want you to think about that for a minute. 200 watts directly hooked up to six of these, you're cooking. You've got yourself an electric range. Well, that's going to save a lot of propane. And I also found some videos. They were boiling water. And what's one of the things that I do with the flat top solar still? I'm trying to accomplish boil water. Well, you know, for $2,000 of parts and labor, I could do it, but it's very high maintenance. I mean, the pump, I had a pump go out that was Chinese that was pumping the water. I came across this and I thought, here's the answer. With two to four solar panels, or depending on how much water you need, you can be boiling the water in this flat top solar still and have a constant flow of water, distilled fresh water coming out the other end. And I thought, I'd love to talk about this. How does a 90 watt space heater sound? That'll actually, you can feel it. According to the video anyway, I'm going to give it a try. But, this is something, these little ceramic, heaters, what do they sound like to you, Vincent? What do they make in electronics that are made out of ceramic that dissipate heat and
there's a small space heater made by a company called Polonis with a P, and this is like a cube, let's say 8 inches square, roughly 8-inch cube, 8 inches on all sides, has a fan and a ceramic element heater. And I have a feeling this is a very similar technology. So the idea is you put a lot of heat in a small space. And I looked up, I wasn't familiar with this particular device that you were talking about, but I looked them up this morning. And PTC stands for positive temperature coefficient. So what these things look like to me, I could be wrong, but it looks like it's resistive heating in a package.
Exactly.
It's resistive heating in a package with an aluminum exterior. So the heat is transferred probably with ceramic material on the inside of this flat package. And I'm estimating this unit is probably 3/8 of an inch to a 1/2 inch thick. It's probably, and they're different sizes based on the wattage, maybe 4 inches long, 3.5 inches long, 2.5 inches wide, you know, 1/2 inch thick with two wires coming out. That's what these things look like. They have an aluminum exterior. So that aluminum exterior is the area that the heat is transferred from the resistive element inside. So the idea is it's a lot of heat in a small package. That's really what it is. And I believe you would need to
420 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right. But I have a feeling that it's not revolutionary. I just think it's evolutionary with an E.
Yeah, that might be a more correct word for it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not like, now there is a there's a really neat semiconductor, and I don't know what it's called. We have a couple of them here, class, and they are in these coolers. So, for example, if you have a cooler that you can plug into a 12-volt cigarette lighter adapter in your car, you reverse the cable for heat, and you reverse the cable again for cool. So, you know, there's a little plug like a back of a computer cable with two prongs, if you will, and you put it on the blue side for cold and the red side for heat. So this semiconductor, depending on whether you power it, plus or minus, it will produce heat or cold. So one side of this unit gets hot, the other side gets cold. So it takes the heat out of one area and dumps it in the other area, just like an air conditioner, or it takes the...
That technology you're talking about comes from NASA, by the way.
Okay. And that's been around for a while, at least 30 years that I know of. And that's a little more revolutionary than evolutionary. So I think that's kind of a neat product, too. But it won't get as hot as what you're talking about. The device you're talking about will boil water. The device I'm talking about would just be a refrigerator, for example. A small BTU-type refrigerator. You know, maybe a cubic foot or two.
Yeah. But for you and I being off-grid and having animals that need water during a hard, cold winter,
yeah,
I think this little device is fantastic to be able
I've only had a couple minutes to think about it because I just got your email. But here's what it can do. So if you have a cattle waterer in the middle of nowhere, and let's say it's pond fed, so there's no electricity out there in the back 40, and the weather's freezing cold, and the cattle waterer ices up, I think this little 12-volt device with a solar panel just might melt enough water for a cow to stick his nose in there and, you know, his face in there and get a drink. That's a great application for this, as well as a whole bunch of others.
Yeah, especially if you sealed it up in a can full of perlite and just drop that can completely airtight, you know, sealed into the bucket of water or the trough of water that your cow needs to drink out of.
And all you need to do in our case, like if we have a pond, you know, the cows will get down on their knees and they'll drink, you know, out of a frozen pond that's covered with ice. But we'll have to take a backhoe out there and break the ice because the ice could be, you know, 4 inches thick. But if you get ahead of this and if you have it in one area where the cows can reach it, all you need to do is keep, let's say, 1 square foot free of ice, and the cows can drink one at a time, and that'll work. So I think this is a pretty neat device. The alternative to that would be, you know, have a traditional floating water heater. It's like a stove element, a resistive stove element with a power cord that might be, you know, 10 feet long. And it floats and you just tie it so it doesn't get away and it stays in one spot. And you plug it into 120 volts. But where do you get 120 volts? Sometimes you can get it easily. Sometimes it's in the back 40. So this is worth thinking about. And if you want to look it up, class, you can go do... Now what I did was I went to eBay and I typed in PTC space heater. And you'll see it. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about ceramic heaters, and they're available in different voltages and different wattages and different physical package sizes. So you can look them up on eBay. Greg, you can look them up other places as well. Greg, what have you found the prices to be?
The price is around $12, the ones that I ordered for a, that come in a two-pack. And this guy was using six of them. With two 100-watt solar panels, and I was just thinking, you know, go down to the hardware store, get one of those round concrete steps, put six of those on there, spend about $150 for a 300-watt solar panel, and now you have an endless, you know, stove that will work using nothing more than the sun. You've got some, now, you know, because, a free way to cook. You could be anywhere with this.
Now this is not a panacea, class. This is not free energy. This is using resistive heating. So there's a relationship between the number of watts and the number of BTUs that you get out. And it would be exactly, from my understanding, it'd be exactly the same as a toaster. It would be exactly the same as a space heater. So the idea, it's just in a package that you can do with what you wish, and you can run it on 12 volts or other other voltages, depending on what your needs are. So that's what makes this interesting. Okay, the concept is it's the same old, it's the same thing basically as what Thomas Alva Edison did when he came up with his first light bulb. Okay, and if you remember the incandescent light bulbs, and it's a little different, but the incandescent light bulbs are about 90% heat and 10% light. Well, this thing is 100% heat and no light because it's enclosed in a package, but it still uses a resistive element. Different. It's not tungsten. It's not carbon impregnated cotton thread like Thomas Alva Edison used, but it is a resistive element. So I think it's quite fascinating that you found this, Greg, and I'd love to have more classes teaching what you've learned and your experiences and how well they work and, you know, better ways of using them. But I have a feeling that, you know, if you have a 12-volt one and you decide, you know, you really have a 48-volt system, and that's what we have here at our farm. We have a 48-volt battery bank. Feeling that if you couldn't find a 48-volt positive temperature coefficient unit, PTC unit, you just take four of them, put them in series, plus to minus, plus to minus, plus to minus, the kind of thing, and you hook it up to 48 volts, and I have a feeling it worked just fine. What are your thoughts?
Well, you've got to realize that these 12-volt solar panels that are people using for 12-volt, they're not 12-volt. They're not 12 volts. Usually they're 30, 60. Now, using a DC like that, according to what I've read, these little units will use anywhere from 12 volts, you have to have a minimum of 12 volts, up to 220 volts. So, if that being the case, they're really not as picky as a lot of things that you would find on the market.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense because of resistive heating. And, yeah. You know, Greg, have you,
the
water, this is slightly,
it's important. Yeah.
This is slightly related. Have you ever had an experience with fast blow fuses that are used in solar charge controllers that are like a 1 amp fuse that detects whether there's a ground or not and whether the ground is working properly? And if it's not, it will disconnect the solar charge controller by blowing the fuse. Have you ever experienced using any of those?
Yes, and I quickly went over to a circuit breaker.
The reason I say this is I'm in my hands, I'm holding a fuse. And this is kind of like one of those old little fuses, that's the brand, or busman fuses, glass with two nickel-plated end caps, you know, roughly a little thinner than the diameter of a pencil. They used to be 10 cents a piece. Well, these little buggers are in a ceramic package. They're just a little bit longer. They're about an inch and a half long. And they are as much as $20 a piece. All the way from China. There seems to be a market on these. And it's kind of rigged. It's unbelievable. So electronics is not necessarily getting cheap.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home last month. September 9th is the deadline to put the special master in place. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada, that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found Monday. The hunt for his brother Miles continues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
I also spoke with Premier Mo of Saskatchewan to highlight that the federal government will be there. The resources necessary right now in this time of crisis.
Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time on Monday. We all wait for the coroner's findings. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of President Trump and his followers. The Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of buying millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea in its ongoing fight in Ukraine. Government officials said Monday that the fact that Russia is turning to the state of North Korea demonstrates that the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages in Ukraine, due in part to export controls and sanctions. The Puget Sound in Washington State was the location of a small plane crash over the weekend.
Rescue efforts are being called off for 9 people still missing after a small plane crash north of Seattle Sunday afternoon. The U.S. Coast Guard reported one woman's body was recovered the day of the crash, but everyone else on board, including a child, remain unaccounted for. The mission will now be a recovery effort covering more than 2,100 nautical miles. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
flashes?
Today.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go
to the...
For
2 seconds,
sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. If you'd like to buy his book, learn about his book, RealWaterIndependence.com. And I've read the book. And if you're interested in solar water distillation, if you think water's important, you might want to read the book and learn about it, because it seems to me that water is so, it's considered less important than it really is, because 3 days without it, and you're going to die. It's really kind of simple. Plants can't live with, there's nothing. There's nothing that can live without water. That's why there's no life on the moon. Because there's no real water on the moon. There's no atmosphere. There's no life on the sun because there's no water on the sun. As well as it's really hot there. But that's the problem. Living things need water. So you might want to consider, where's your water going to come from if it doesn't rain? And if you don't have a pond or a stream or a creek or a well? And in Greg's case, he's got water and it's just salty. It's not drinkable, so he has to distill it. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, not drinkable for animals or plants or anything, actually, except maybe a brine shrimp. But you can see my excitement because my whole system depends upon evaporation. The quicker you evaporate, the more water you can produce. And I can frankly collect with using my design, the evaporated water as fast as I can produce it because of the condenser that's inside my solar still. The one of a kind. No other solar stills out there have a condenser. No, they just don't work that way. But I've just knocked it down from thousands of dollars down to under $1,000. With these PPC or PCT, whatever, these ceramic heaters, all that is required now for a family might be four to six good 300-watt solar panels, a stainless steel tray, a sheet of plexiglass, a full four foot by 8 foot sheet of plexiglass, maybe a quarter of an inch thick, a box and a half of Lexan tubes, 6 foot tubes that are used to cover fluorescent lighting, and then some minor items like glue and these ceramic heaters. Now we're well under $1,000 for something that is going to produce fresh, distilled, pure, homemade rainwater. And this is now cheap enough that this could be done in homes or villages or anywhere water's needed. This makes it more available globally. But I personally think the times we're in right now, everybody needs to have one of these to survive. You're just going to have it because any water, say right now in Las Vegas, they're going to make swimming pools and grass watering illegal. That's how bad the situation is there. And with all the flooding going on back east, how clean is the water? Water's important.
When I see flooding and I see brown water, a couple things come to mind. One is the turbidity of the water. The brown would be the silt, the light soils on top mixing with the water. The other thing I think about is septic systems that have been purged by the flooding. So the septic water is now mixed. And I think about, when there's flooding and I see these houses that are, somewhat underwater, 3-4 feet underwater, I think, every single garage has a gas can and that floated away, and the oil cans and the insecticides and all of those things that people store in their garage, not expecting a flood ever to happen. And now all of those chemicals, the bleaches, the drain cleaners, the jugs of new oil, the used oil containers, all of that, the fertilizers, the weed and feed type chemicals. It's all mixed in there, and people get to drink it. So what lands on your property after the water recedes is all that stuff. And who knows what it is? It's a mixture of everything. It's terrible.
Not only that,
you don't want to have a property that is low.
They won't pull all that out of there. They won't pull that stuff out, a lot of filters. Yeah. They won't pull some bacteria. What about the chemicals? Yeah.
Right. The way to do it, as far as I can tell, the very best way to purify water is through distillation, which really means that you heat the water. The water vapor rises. We can call it steam if you want. It rises, and the only thing that goes up is H2O, and everything else is left behind in the pot that's boiling it, or the container, or the vessel that's, with the water reservoir. What goes up is pure water, and what condenses, if you have a clean surface, is pure water. And that's what you're doing, Greg.
Yes, absolutely. And if you don't like the flavor of distilled water, why get yourself a bucket of clean, washed sand. Run that distilled water through that bucket, and guess what? It's no longer distilled. It's bonded with all the minerals that that are in the sand. So, very simple solution to what some consider a problem. I don't consider a problem. I like drinking distilled water for one reason, the cells, it's able to enter the cells a lot quicker. It really hydrates you. And, gets where it needs to go.
And it's actually pure water. And that's what pure water independence. That's your website.com. And that's really what
real
it is.
Water,
pure
water. Real,
I had a question for you about those evacuated solar tubes. So these things are a little bit larger in diameter than a fluorescent light tube. And they come in various lengths. How do they work for you? I mean, there's a reflector in there.
Sure. What it is... One 4 foot of those tubes will run you about $90. I want you to think about that for a minute. What can you get for $90 in solar? Double the wattage on that. Okay. They are nice, they are expensive, but for heat now, to me, they're not as efficient. But if you don't have a solar panel, I guess you could design one, a desalination system that uses heat to move the fluid. So that is a possibility if you just don't have any solar at all, PV panels. But I'm gonna put together a little book. I'm gonna go ahead this weekend. I've got these units coming in. I've got everything I need to build a complete unit, a complete flat top solar electric water still. So the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna be building one of these. I'm going to probably write a little book on it and post some YouTube videos or something so that our class can actually see it in action and actually see that stream of water just pouring out of the solar still. If you turn on your tap and just leave it, not dripping, but that actual little stream, you wouldn't stand for that. That's a lot of water going down the drain. Well, that's what this solar still is going to look like. It's going to have that same, it's going to have that constant stream flowing out of it as long as the sun's up. And one of the things that I like about this idea is as soon as the sun comes up, you're boiling the water. Sun goes down, it stops. If you want it to go 24 hours a day, you figure, you calculate how much you're going to need to store in a battery system, and you up the wattage so that you have enough power stored in those batteries that you can boil that water all night long and have 24 hours of flow coming out of there. But I just think this is extremely important in water right now. They say that wars are going to be started over water. Well, they already have been. That's been happening for centuries, and it's going to get worse. Because as wicked as the people are, you can expect every covenant curse that was listed in the scriptures to occur in these latter days. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
I know that water is really important. And, you know, there's a... I'll be discussing it next hour with Kathy. But we said here on USA Prepares, I said that we received about one half of the yield of hay that we normally would have gotten on the first cutting, one half. And if we didn't get a second cutting, which we normally get, we will have one quarter of the hay that we would normally have for the entire year. And what farmers do is they typically size their herd for the amount that they can feed their herd. So if the case is that we get one quarter total of the grass that we got previous years, we're going to have to sell three quarters of our cows because we can only feed one quarter of them. And I talked to Dr. Shealy about this. And I said, Dr. Shealy, all the great societies that have collapsed, you know, the Mayans, the Incas, the Egyptians, I mean, all these great societies that just collapsed, was it because they outstripped the ability to feed and water them? And he said, yes, that's right. So here we have it, and that's why we are experiencing the genocide, in my opinion, because the deep state, if you will, the people who run the show, have figured out there are too many of us, and the planet can't support it, can't support the number. So they're going to kill us, and they are killing us, and it's working pretty well, killing us. It's an outrage, but that's what they've done.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform.
The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, please continue.
Yeah, I ordered 24 of these little ceramic units. And I want you to think about, you know, we've talked about propane before and if, how long it will last if we're cooking. What if somebody, you know, what if your propane tank leaks? The reason I'm going to keep propane in a tank, a big tank, is because there are flat out days that are just going to be dark and snowing. And that propane is going to come in handy for cooking. But other than that, I'm gonna set a unit up in the kitchen, right there on the stove. I'm gonna have a burner that I can just flip a switch and cook using no propane. But I'm just so excited about, if anybody thinks, well, if you read the scriptures, it says if we repent in the last days, that He would heal our land. He would heal it. Does anybody think we're in a situation where that's going to happen? There's too many people like Donald Trump that say, what do I need forgiveness from? I want you to think about that for a minute. All the evil and wickedness, kill, stealing, and destroying that these governments are doing, guess who paid for their salary? All of us. We're all guilty of supporting them through taxes. We've all allowed them to steal out of our income and take and use these things to destroy us and to work against us. So if you're depending on them straightening out and getting in shape, you might as well be looking for a good plot to be put in, you know, where you want to be buried, because I'm afraid that that's the direction that they're trying to take us right now. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I absolutely positively believe I have not changed my tune one iota since January of 2019, when I said that this was man-made, COVID was man-made, is a biological weapon. It got out either by mistake or on purpose or both. It's deadly, expensive, debilitating. And I believe that their plan is to kill us. I really believe it. I think that they're sick of being in traffic jams. I'm talking about, when I say they, I'm talking about despicable people who think they're in charge. I'm talking about the wealthy. I'm talking about the ruling elite, the self-appointed leaders. That's what I'm talking about. The people who create wars, the people who are involved in genocide, the people who want to kill babies, the people who have sprayed the atmosphere with particles that are deadly. I believe that, that biologicals have been sprayed on us. I believe radiologicals have been sprayed on us. I believe the military is involved in this. I believe that we are test subjects. The vaccines, if you want to call them that, were designed to figure out, you know, which ones work the best, meaning the most lethal. You know, class, I'm going to tell you the way it is. We have someone near and dear to USA Preparers who's in the hospital right now with cancer. And this particular person had followed the rules, got jabbed, you know, all the jabs, and each time got sicker and sicker and sicker. And this person is in really, really bad shape right now, and this person needs your prayers. Dr. Sheely was shedded upon, and it almost killed him. I was able to talk to him yesterday, and he's going to be on the air on Monday. He's going to be with us for an hour. He sounds the best he's sounded in months. I'm delighted to say that. So please continue offering your prayers up for Dr. Sheely and for this other person who I will release the name of maybe later. Not today, but we've had three family members die of COVID. It's really serious. It's taking... We've lost a couple friends in the last couple of weeks, dear friends. This is really bad news. It's
I'll put an exclamation point on that. I've got a friend that just contacted me who's a dentist, and he knew right off the bat it was bad. But he talked with someone here in Utah County who actually pours the concrete vaults for a gravesite. He says their business is quadrupled, and it continues to grow every day. People are dropping dead all over the place. And he said, you know, and it all started here, you know, here in Utah, people did pretty good. They were avoiding it until the president of this known church here said to go ahead and get jabbed. And the next thing you know, everybody did. And now they're dropping like flies.
Class, you know, here's an exclamation point for what Greg just said. There used to be a time when you trusted your preacher, the principal of the school, and your doctor. That time's over. The principals have sold out to
Isaiah 28. Homework assignment. Go read Isaiah chapter 28. It says the tables
the school systems
are full of vomit and filthiness. No place left clean.
The school systems are full of perversion. Doctors lie, and preachers don't know. Greg, thank you so much.
Behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.